with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has taken action to prevent transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's sports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Surrounded by women and girl athletes at a signing ceremony, the president delivered on one of his campaign's key promises.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
He said boys and men can no longer compete in girls' and women's events, and that any violations will lead to a loss in federal funding. The president decried transgender ideology as lunacy and said his actions were restoring common sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been another health scare for GOP Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Bob Agnew reports.
Media reports say McConnell fell twice on Wednesday. First, as he was descending a small flight of stairs, leaving the Senate chamber. Witnesses said the 82-year-old former GOP leader appeared to be unhurt and was helped to his feet by fellow Senators Mark Wayne Mullen and Steve Daines. He fell a second time a short time later during a lunch meeting in the nearby Mansfield room. It's the latest health scare for McConnell. He fell in December of last year and previously had several strange freezing episodes in which he appeared to have lost his train of thought. Bob Agnew reported.
After a frigid winter for much of the U.S., AccuWeather's Paul Pastalock predicts a cold spring is forecast for northern states even as the southern states warm up.
You see some cold periods in the Northeast, warms quickly in the Southwest and the Gulf Coast states. And again, a lot of back and forth happening in these Northwest and Northeast regions of the country as we go into the early part of the spring season.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 317 points, the NASDAQ rose 38, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. The House will consider another pro-life bill.
The Life at Conception Act is sponsored by Missouri Republican Eric Burleson, and it would establish that unborn babies are persons and protected by the 14th Amendment. The amendment, which was ratified in 1868, states that, quote, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The Life Act has been introduced before, but never made it out of committee. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit's been filed against an Arkansas County judge who fired a librarian after she opposed efforts to keep pornographic books out of the hands of children. The American Civil Liberties Union is contesting the 2023 hiring of former Saline County Library Director Patty Hector. Parents all across the country have become aware of the books that their children are being exposed to in schools and at public libraries. This is SRN News. In the wake of that medevac jet crash in North Philadelphia that killed seven people, there is a story of heroism. More from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
10-year-old Trey Howard has been making a miraculous recovery after protecting his younger sister from flying debris of a medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia last week. The night of the plane crash, Andre Howard Jr. says he and three of his kids were making a donut run when they heard what sounded like bullets firing at cars. Trey grabbed his sister's glass shattered. When Howard turned around, he saw a piece of metal from the plane sticking out of Trey's head. Doctors initially warned the family that Trey might not survive, but after undergoing emergency brain surgery, Trey is improving. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.